This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. In an era defined by rapid change and increasing complexity, the future of agriculture hinges on an unprecedented level of collaboration. The ag sector stands at a critical juncture, one that demands a united front encompassing innovation, sustainability, and robust partnerships to ensure its enduring resilience. And that's where the folks at Modern Ag Alliance see themselves coming into the picture. We'll talk with Executive Director Elizabeth Burns-Thompson next.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods Month this April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Learn more about the nutritional benefits of soy by visiting iasoybeans.com. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Elizabeth Burns-Thompson is the new executive director of Modern Ag Alliance, and she emphasized the critical role of cross-industry collaboration in shaping the future of agriculture. Speaking in a recent event of Commodity Classic, Burns-Thompson told us that the ag sector must embrace innovation, sustainability, and partnerships in order to stay resilient.
Here today, I've recently taken on the role as the executive director of the Modern Ag Alliance. This organization, we've got a great number of partners there in the state of Iowa, but really at its core, we're composed of about 95 organizations, ag entities from all across the United States that have gathered together to really protect critical crop protection chemistries and tools. So we've seen over, I would say, probably the last 5 to 10 years, a really growing threat to agriculture, specifically in the availability of tools. And when we're talking about tools in this initiative, we're really focused on those crop chemistries, those herbicides and different pesticide products. And so a lot of that, they're, you know, out of the litigation industry, details along that. So what we are working on very succinctly is to help put forward legislation, but to clarify and provide consistency on pesticide labeling to ensure that these tools remain in the toolbox for farmers.
Burns-Thompson points out that modern farming faces a complex mix of environmental pressures, regulatory challenges, and consumer expectations. A major focus of her remarks was the need to integrate new technologies and sustainable practices across the supply chain. She highlighted how modern alliances allow farmers to access resources, research, and support they might otherwise miss.
I would agree, and we've seen a bulk of the focus, both from litigation and outside kind of threats to this space, has come around glyphosate or Roundup thus far. But we do think that that's going to be a bellwether for what other technologies and new chemistries, should we have the opportunity to get new chemistries down the road, would stand to face if we don't put some fixes in place in that.
Burns-Thompson points out how producers can become more involved.
When I just started here about 2 months ago, we've already added, I think, well over five or 10 additional new partners to our group. We're proud to have the great support of folks like the Agribusiness Association in Iowa, the corn growers, the soybean growers, and other ag entities.
Okay, so to finish up here, obviously when people are thinking about this, it's not always convenient, I guess, to...
We have a wonderful website full of a wealth of information about kind of how we've gotten to where we are, what the solution is that we're working on, you know, in the state of Iowa, as well as ways for folks to engage. So I encourage folks to visit modernagalliance.org, look through some of those materials, and also make your voice heard. So use our portal, reach out to your lawmakers. The voice of the farmer goes a very long way.
For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.